Do you know Barry Levinson recorded this movie?
No.
I just thought, I did not know that.
But I don't know who that is, so.
Oh, yeah, you do. Hold on. I'll get that for you. I was about to show you a photo, and I'm like, that's not going to help her. Rain Man, Bugsy, War Dogs, The Wizard of Lies, Killing Fields, Shades of Blue.
He directed all those?
Yeah, well, he was the producer on all of those.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. He did a lot of work on Oz, Analyze That, Hudson Law Bandits, all of that. So he literally, he did, like, he was a producer, like, even on, like, Toys, like, just a lot of stuff. He's done a lot. And he acts, too, sometimes, so.
Wait.
Yeah. I liked, oh, folks, welcome back to Horror in Heels.
Welcome to Horror in Heels.
Oh, God, we'll get it one day. Not any day soon.
That's fine.
One day. We're, talking about The Bay 2012, because apparently there's also a TV show. We're not talking about the TV show, we're talking about
I know, I looked it up and I was like, I don't want the TV show.
Right, it was, as I was just telling Jen, directed by Barry Levinson, and for the first time, I enjoyed a found footage movie, and I am going to tell you all why. Because this was the first found footage movie that didn't want the audience to act like a bunch of stupidos.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gee, I don't know where they could have ever found this footage. No, the narrator came in and said immediately, this footage was
found for a long time.
But from us, and we have been able to get it released, and now we're sharing it. Boom. That's how you do a found footage movie, documentary style, in which you've pulled the audience in, because now you have a conspiracy theory. You have a great narrator. The narrator was fantastic in this movie.
I love her.
And I'm not being talked to like I'm stupid and I don't know what's happening. And also, I like that you know why everything was being recorded when it was being
recorded.
Like, the narrator, she is recording because it is a town celebration and she works for the local news outfit. The cops are recording all their body cam footage as usual protocol.
Also, it's a holiday, so everybody has their phones out.
It's a holiday. Yeah, there's so many good reasons why everybody's filming everything, and I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I like to know, like,
it's a really enjoyable, like, I've watched, this is my third time watching it. I even though we just watched it, I watched it again just as a quick refresher. But it, I like, and no, it doesn't really get old. Like, it's very interesting every time you watch it.
It is. I will say, obviously, since we're talking about the movie, spoilers are fine. If you are not great with bugs,
skin problems,
perhaps not the movie for you. And also, if you've never heard of an isopod, folks, bad news for you. They are real.
Yeah, it is based on a real actual bug.
It so. Is. Now, but good news. They don't act like this. They're not going to kill you. They're fine.
They just don't get that big. They don't get that big. I mean, if they did, it could be a little scary. But they are, they really do, like, eat the tongues of fish and then rest in the fish's mouth.
Right.
And then act as a fish's tongue. Ugh. They're so invasive and inconsiderate.
Oh, do you know bugs that aren't invasive and inconsiderate?
That is fair. No, I do not.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Just so you know, you had heard the story of how my grandmother had killed
a bee with her bare hands.
Well, just so you know, I channeled her the other day. There was a yellow jacket right on the window. Huge motherfucker, too. I'm sorry. And my son's like, ooh, what is this? And I pushed TJ out of the way. And I grabbed
You've done that before, too. You've done that.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times. Apparently, we have a yellow jacket problem in our town because this is my second one. But I'm just like, wow. I feel like once you do it once, you, like, don't even think about it anymore.
Oh,
yeah, it's just my MO. I'm like, I'm not waiting.
Yeah, yeah. More power to you. I have not yet gotten there. But more power to you.
I hope that you never have to.
I don't want to. Yeah, I'm good. I don't. That's not a skill that I really...
Don't go up looking up the isopod. Let the images from the movie
be enough.
Do you? Because as we were watching the movie in the group chat, I'm like Google searching and I do a little message. I'm like, bad news, guys. these pictures are real.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. They show the Wikipedia like, for it and everything. These images are real.
Like, what the?
The actress is so one thing about, I don't mind found footage. I don't mind, I mean, like, any movie. I don't, if it's a good movie, I like it. So, like, I like VHS. I like Quarantine. Yeah. I like Rec. I don't mind a good found footage film. This one, but found footage films always impress me because they always, I don't know if I've said this before on the show, but the actors always seem way more genuine than like regular scripted movies. I'm more impressed by acting in found footage than I am with acting in regular movies sometimes, just because they seem more like they're in a real situation. I don't know if it's because if it's a scripted movie, then it looks like the situations seem very set up, but it, like, she seemed really natural. The
she did, yes.
The way she spoke, and she was like, maybe you should have gotten like a voiceover person, and she was very nervous, and just the way she spoke just seemed like a real person talking.
And I like that she was a little self-effacing. Like, she was like, couldn't anybody have told me how tight these pants were?
Yeah.
She's like, not one. Okay. And it's funny because they didn't look that tight, and then she turned, and I was like, oh yeah, these MFers are tight.
Yeah, they're like,
girl, you need a thong. What is happening here? Which, that used to be, oh my God, in my 20s, I was all against visible panty line. And now as I'm nearing 40, I'm like, look at this line of my very large brief that covers every inch of skin I own.
It's like, you know I'm wearing underwear. I know I'm wearing underwear. It's fine.
I do have to say, when I put on a dress, I like a nice spank over everything just because feel like it. Like,
I just bought for my birthday party in a couple of weeks, I bought a new Spanx type deal. I'm not going to mention who it is because I'm tired of us giving free advertisement, but we'll see how it goes when I put it on. Well, if I wear it and I really like it, then I will say who it was.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Because I would like to know. I'm always
I will let you know. If I like it and it works, then they'll get some credit. But until then, it'll just be a secret.
So I felt like this movie moved very quickly, too.
Oh, totally. And it progressed the story at a good pace.
Yes. It's an hour and 25 minutes, which I think is great.
That's right. And you're golden. That's your golden time right there for your movie.
That is mine. Yeah. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If anybody wants to know, you can watch it on HBO Max. IMDb only gave this a 5.7 out of 10, but it does have a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I feel is more accurate.
Yeah, that's
IMDb. You guys are harsh.
Right. I'm like, it's a well done movie. It's enjoyable. It's creepy. Like, it's got enough gore to where if you like, you know, creepy, gory scenes, it's not too much.
Yeah.
It's just enough to make it creepy where you're like, when at the close to the end, when the doctor shows that one body and like the face is all chewed out. I was like, So it's just enough creepiness.
$2 million budget. Like it.
That's pretty good.
Do you want to give them an overall of what the movie, the plot?
I can do it. So basically, it's a found footage. So this woman, I believe her name is Donna. She was a newscaster at Chesapeake Bay, right? What was the city called? The town?
Chesapeake Bay, Claridge.
Claridge, yes. So they're in Claridge, Maine. On July 4th, they're having this huge carnival celebration. Like, the whole town, small town, but everybody's out. They got hot dog eating contest. They got Miss Crustacean, which it's another, you know, prom queen pageant person. Miss
Crustacean. Jen is dying. I got to get her to a town with one of these festivals.
I need some kind of crown. I'm just saying. Maybe at Texas Frightmare Weekend, I'll get a crown. I don't know.
I feel like I'm packing one just to give her a crown.
So apparently when they're video conferencing the news caster, she was young when she did it. It was her first out in the field interview. It was like a little dumb assignment where it's like, you're the newbie, go take this assignment. She's like covering the crab eating contest, whatever, kids playing the pool. They've got like a dunking thing and a little flea market type space. So it's just a little dumb assignment. Something happens and it turns out that there's what they think is a murder. And so she gets sent, she goes to figure out to go interview someone about the murder, and it unravels, and they start to find out that there's something going on in the town and people are just getting sick. They're getting lesions on their body. The hospital now has 30 people with the same condition. So he calls the CDC.
I just want to go back to a minute before that.
Okay.
She is filming where Mayor Stockholm is speaking. He is giving me Mayor from Jaws vibes.
Oh, yeah.
And people are concerned about the water quality.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to go back to, like, the details.
Runoff from the chicken feed factory, and he drinks the water because he doesn't want the burgeoning economy to suffer. You know what's going to kill a burgeoning economy, Mayor Stockholm? People dying.
Right. That'll definitely
people
kill it.
People dying tens of fuck
yeah.
up economy.
I was gonna come back to getting into the details. I was just giving the big overview.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So then we just find out that there's things in the water, and that's basically the movie. So we find out there's parasites in the water, and it's them just trying to figure out what it is. And people are kind of zombie-like, but they're just there in pain, and it's messing with their brain, and they're being eaten from the inside, so they're kind of freaking out. But yeah, that's the gist of the movie. And yeah, that whole mayor thing, I'm like, what is him drinking the water? That's supposed to make me feel bad. I don't know where he got that water. That could have been bottled water.
This is what I'm going to say to everyone, regardless of where you live. Buy a Brita.
Right.
Just buy a Brita.
Filter it one more time.
Just filter. And Mayor Stockman, however we pronounce Mayor's name.
Stockholm sounds good.
Continues to downplay the situation. People got violently ill at your crab eating competition, which I love crab as much as the next guy, but that should not be an eating competition. I'd also like to go on record with that.
Right, yeah.
So the poor hospital is just overrun. The doctor's like constantly calling the CDC.
Oh, yeah.
The CDC is like, oh, well, we heard about this somewhere else. And and you see like people out on the water getting killed. Like,
The first major one was the woman who went in the dunk tank. And then all of a sudden she's like running around like, I need somebody to take me to the hospital. I'd be like, I'm running myself to the hospital. I wouldn't expect I gotta get there myself.
Yeah.
And before this, there were two divers. Oh, they found the two divers. Yeah.
Those were oceanographers.
Uh-huh.
Who had discovered high levels of toxicity in the bay. We find out that the toxicity is indeed from the chicken runoff from the chicken plant.
Chicken shit is just running into the water.
And the problem with that particular chicken shit, not that chicken shit is ever ideal, is you come
but
to find out that they are feeding these chickens growth hormones that, like, basically the chickens can go from newborn to full grown in 4 months.
Yeah.
So it's a very accelerated rate, whatever they're doing to these chickens. Obviously, some of those growth hormones are then being excreted out of the chickens in their excrement. The isopods are now eating the excrement and therefore ingesting and therefore becoming bigger isopods.
Yeah. So, and it's like hypersteroids.
It caused, apparently, the isopods were breeding and growing so quickly that millions of fish were killed off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If that don't tell you there's a problem here, right here in River City, my friend.
Capital C.
I don't know what wilt. Okay?
With like, a capital T.
Here's my thing. They found those divers 4 or 5 days before the 4th of July festival.
Once again, mayor.
Once again, the mayor. And I just want to point this out. And I'm going to say it. A woman would never. A woman would shut the shit down.
Yeah.
At a minimum, the woman would have called off the crab eating competition, because we understand how nature works.
Yeah.
We would have had bottled water brought in for all, we would have minimized exposure and spread.
Yeah. They were trying to say it was an attack of some kind, but then I was like, but you see it's come from the inside. Why do you think?
Yeah. What's attacking from the inside?
Yeah, that's not a shark bite. Because the guy was like, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
Her whole interaction with that guy when she asked him about the murder and domestic violence, she's like, I'm so stupid. I'm thinking I'm following a murder and I didn't ask the right questions. I was like, oh, she's so hard on herself.
Right.
Because, you know, this was her first assignment.
Yeah, you also, nothing on earth can prepare you that for, hey, so, I think our water is infected with high-quality isopods that are going to eat people from the inside out. Would you care to comment?
Yeah. There was no way she could prepare for that.
No.
It does have, oh, I do like, it has a jump scare, which I like. It's a good, when he's holding the fish, and you're just looking at it, and then the isopod crawls out of the mouth. That one got me twice. The first time and the second time, because the second time I'd forgotten. Since we just watched it, I had remembered, and I was, so I actually looked, because the first two times I was like, oh, shit, and I was like, I gotta go. Yeah. But it's a good little jump scare. I think it's very decently creepy. Yes. It's something that could happen.
As a woman who lives relatively close compared to other parts of the country to Chesapeake Bay. So thusly also all of our waterways are interconnected around here. The Blaife flows in the Atlantic and I'm in the Atlantic. So that's always, you know, like how far could these fuckers travel? You know what I mean? And also as a woman who lives literally a mile from the bay, like literally a mile from the bay. And also we have poultry farms on this island. Yeah. I was like, this is hitting a little too close to
home. On a very real level.
On a very real level, I'm scared. Although, to be fair, our poultry farms are nowhere near the water, so.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. They're up in farm country, but still.
Yeah.
That's what I think is one of the funniest things about my island is, like, you can go from beach town to, like, vineyard farm town in, like, a matter of 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it looked, at the beginning, before everything went to shit, it looked like a very cute little fun town.
I totally want to go visit.
I was like, I want to go. Yeah.
I know, but before, I could understand why they were doing a burgeoning touristy business.
Yeah, it looked like a
sweet town. I mean, that mayor didn't seem trustworthy at all, but beyond him.
Again, to go back to that, him drinking water, like, they do that where it's like, oh, this celebrity ticket or this politician, and I'm like, I don't know where that came from. Unless you let me give it to them myself, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
He could have poured that out of an Arrowhead bottle. I don't know.
Right. His wife put it through the Brita first.
Yeah. Who knows? Oh, and then we did see a dead Miss Crustacean. She got it hard.
Oh, jeez.
And the poor couple, like, coming in. There's also a couple on
coming
their way to visit
with their
family.
Baby. Oh.
Yeah. And the girl is from Cabin in the Woods. She's a...
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's not a final girl in Cabin in the Woods. Spoiler alert. But yeah, so she's technically the final girl at Cabin in the Woods. I liked the CDC and doctor interaction where he's like really trying to figure out what's going on. Like he seemed like a genuine doctor. It made me sad because like he actually cared and was really trying to get to the bottom of what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the CDC people were trying to help.
I think it was interesting how like everyone was forcibly quarantined and now like the bridge, everything.
Oh, man. And then, but did they, I may have missed it. Did they say, like, how they, like, fixed everything? Oh, they put chlorine in the water, didn't they? Is that what they said? I think that's what they
chlorine.
Said. Yeah. And it got scary with, like, the screaming. People start screaming because, you know, they got something eating their organs.
Right.
I thought the cop part was a little weird, where the cop is standing there and he's like, leave. Maybe it's because he had fever. I don't know. But him shooting his partner, I'm like, well, you wanted him to leave because you didn't want him to die. But then you shoot him.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Like, I didn't know if it was messing with his brain or... And then for him to shoot himself. Shooting yourself, I get. Oh, and then the one where the guy lifts his shirt and you can see it crawling around in his stomach. That, I'm like, that's... I don't even like it when pregnant women would show me that stuff. Like, so let alone a man having something crawling around in his stomach. That, ooh.
I feel like you were very thin before you got pregnant if you can see your baby move. I could always feel him,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I know some women, like, they can literally see it.
Yeah.
Poor Stephanie and Alex.
Oh, the two kids.
They finally get to town with
their
baby.
Oh, no, Stephanie. Oh, yeah, the couple.
It is deserted. They are seeing dead bodies
everywhere. I was staying on the boat. I went back to the boat. Like,
yeah, I wondered
my
about
baby?
That. The second I saw a dead body, getting on that boat and I'm hightailing it out of there.
Yeah,
I'm going four towns over. Like,
we don't need to stop here. There's something going on. Either it's a killer, it's a serial killer, or there's
something
a disease.
Is going on. You have a baby. Get the
like. And it was like on the dock. It wasn't even like they got far from the boat and then there was a dead body. It was like there was a dead body on the dock when they pulled up. And I was like, nope. I got to go back.
Besides the fact that they have the type of boat that you stay on, it's got accoutrement. Like, there is a bathroom. There it was a sleeping quarter on that boat. On like a little dinghy that would be unsafe.
I would have stayed on a little rowboat. I could have stayed on a little.
I do understand, like, oh, I got a pee real bit, something.
Yeah.
No, they had everything they could need. Like,
right.
And you have a baby. And also, why didn't you get a stroller? We're walking around with that carrying case. That's like, that makes it
very funny. I'm not walking around.
These two seemed like very nice people, but not good in an emergent situation.
No, not at all. And then they called their friend or whatever from that store. I was like, what is that person going to do? You guys need to get out of there right now.
Right. I mean, and that poor guy, he has to watch that friend die. Like,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, Stephanie. You have a child. The second you see that happening to your husband, you say to him, I'm going back to the boat. If you live, come find us.
You know where we'll be.
But you also can't get infected, and your baby can't get infected, and you don't know what this is.
Right.
So get out.
Right.
Now, she then decides stupidly to A, go into a car, and B, not fucking
check. Not look in the back seat. Always check the back seat.
Have you not watched
a Always.
Movie?
I don't get it. I don't get it. Always check the back seat, especially in that situation.
Do you know that my father actually once told me, because one time I was pumping gas and he was actually in the car with me, so I didn't lock anything. And he said to me, he goes, out of curiosity, when you pump your gas, he goes, do you leave all the doors unlocked when you're alone? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, no, you don't. And he said to me, because it's a very common thing. For your back is turned, people sneak into the back seat while you're pumping gas.
Yeah.
That freaked me out. Thanks, Dad. Now I just pay extra for full service all the fucking day.
A
gallon is worth my life.
I do put my purse like on the ground where it can't be seen. Because if you leave, I don't leave it on the like passenger side. Because I do leave my. Because I'm also afraid of.
I can't leave my purse on my passenger seat. Do you want to know why?
Why? Is it too big?
It's too heavy. The warning that the person sitting in
doesn't have a seatbelt on?
That noise is so annoying.
That's a heavy ass seat. That's a heavy ass purse. What do you have TJ in there?
Like, lately I've been having to take him to my physical therapy appointment. So I have my book to read, the iPad to entertain him. I keep a planner in there. Then I've got, like, 3 or 4 snacks and 2, like, juice boxes for him. Yes, I've got mom accoutrements.
Yeah. All the mom things. I got you. Yeah, I put it on the floor because I have heard of people, like, opening the door and stealing your purse.
Right.
But I'm also paranoid of locking myself out of my car. So I don't want to lock my car.
But once again, I've become just quite bougie. 10 extra cents an hour.
I mean, we don't have that. I don't have that luxury. It's all self-done out here.
Oh, you guys don't have full serve?
No.
Oh.
Nah, it's all self-service out here.
Oh, no. We have a nice full serve right at the corner of my block. And then there's one right around the block for my job. And which is very helpful because usually if I need gas after work, it's like 10 o'clock at night. And I don't think it's a great idea as a woman to be pumping your, and I never want to be like that. Like, I always want to be like female power. No, fuck that. You know how you stay in power, women? By staying alive.
Yeah. Staying alive. BG style.
Also, like, women, don't be so gung-ho to do everything for yourselves. I know I'm going off on a minor tangent from the movie, but, like, my coworker Jessica, who is very beautiful, and that's besides the fact, but she was like, she's short, and I love her, but she's like 5 foot, and she's like, yeah, so I carried this mirror at Home Goods the other day. She's like, it was a little unwieldy, because it was like 6 feet. I'm like, do you not know how hot you are? You could have literally asked any man in that store, including, I don't know, an employee whose job it would have been to assist you, to carry that up. I don't know. Like, I think, like, And I'm also the type of person, if I see someone struggling, like, even though I am a woman, I'm going to help another
person. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So I just think, like, it's okay to ask for help. I'm a very short person. There are times when I'm in the supermarket that I'm like, I see a tall person in the aisle, and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I know you don't work here, but if you could, with the hike, the good Lord. And they're always so nice. It was so funny. One day, a little old lady asked me for help in the supermarket, and I'm like, me? We're going to have to find a third person.
I'm like, what?
She's like, I'm like, miss, we might have to find. She's like, can you help me grab something? I'm like, look at her. She's like, oh, sweetie, no, from the bottom shelf. I can't bend. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got you, girl. Don't worry. Because I'm like, I can't reach anything.
Like,
she was the same height as me. I'm like, yeah.
You want me to sit on your shoulders? Like, what are you?
Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah. But no, when she asked for something off the bottom shelf, I was like, oh, no, I got you. I can get down and up just fine. This was back in the day. I still had good knees. Now I don't know. Getting down there might not ever get up.
Yeah.
It's where they put all the inexpensive stuff, too, down on that bottom shelf. They know what they're doing, those supermarket people.
Top shelf. Liquor.
But going back to the bay, what were we saying?
Yeah, how did we...
we got off on a tangent.
Yeah, I don't know how we got there. I think we're talking about... Oh, because we were talking about, like, checking the back seat, and then we're
check the back seat.
Yeah,
check the back seat at all times. But Stephanie does survive.
Yeah, she gets her baby. I thought the baby was done for. I was like, well...
I really did.
It got got.
Besides our person, Donna, our narrator, we don't see any other survivors. She does allude... that there are some other survivors and that they were paid off by by the government. Apparently, they then covered up the incident as a result of unusually high water temperatures and paid off few survivors and relatives in exchange for silence. Donna guesses that the government may kill her for leaking the information and reveals Stephanie survived but refused to participate. The movie ends with shots of civilians innocently enjoying the water of the bay, unaware of the dangers, as 40% of the bay remains lifeless.
Sad times. It was such a cute town.
It was.
Yeah, the way that last part, when he's talking to the CDC guy and basically saying, we're just going to pretend this didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, and then they try to talk to Homeland Security, who writes off the chaos as, like, the town is too small, we don't care. What?
Yeah.
What? Security? Oh, the town is too small, you say. Okay.
Yeah, because he does say that, and the CDC guy is like, I don't know if that's the right attitude about it, but...
this is why I could not be in those kind of positions. Because, right, it's very expensive to send in Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
How much confirmation is needed before you're sending in something like that, something like the National Guard? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How big does the situation have to be? Do they feel that the situation can be contained without those measures? And I guess because they had already been put on the automatic quarantine. They couldn't get off the bridge. They couldn't get out of the town, so to speak. Homeland Security already felt that from their point of view, because Homeland Security is to secure the whole country, correct?
Right.
So from their point of view, the homeland has been secured. This perimeter has been maintained. We'll give it a few days and then we'll move. Then we'll see what happens. Like, we're not going to be so reactive in the first 24, 48 hours. I guess it was how he made that judgment call. Like, it's very small, it's contained, et cetera. Whereas I could see if this happened in a city like LA, in a city like San Francisco, or in a bigger city that can't get cut off as quickly and easily in a quarantine. Then you have to make the decision, okay, we're going in sooner, we're going in quicker, because the threat cannot be minimized.
And my worry was the ocean side, where it's like, how did they, because I don't know how it goes over on the East Coast, like, how did they cut it off from going into the rest of the ocean?
I'm going to look, because as much as I've seen this part of the area, I'm not sure exactly where it, sorry. I'm just looking at the map. Oh, no, I'm right. Okay. There's absolutely no way. Absolutely no way. So, yeah, I mean, if you were to look at the map, just to give you an idea. So, I just want to make sure this... Okay, hold on. They gave me the wrong one. I gotta go up higher. There it is. Okay. So, here is... Can you say?
Yeah. So oh, see, okay, so it's kind of...
That is literally the Atlantic right here.
Okay.
It literally funnels all together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and to give you an idea, like on the map, so there's where like that is, there's where I am.
I can't see it now. So I've got the glare.
It's there pretty we go. Much just, I am a
oh,
7
yeah, you're
hour,
right there. Okay.
I am a 7 hour drive from that situation, just to give you an idea. So that's fabulous. I love that. Maryland is super cute. I love Maryland. I've gone to Maryland a bunch. They ain't lying about the crab. It's great. But yes, I don't know what their plan was as far as keeping it contained into the bay. The movie never discusses that.
Yeah.
I do not honestly know.
Yeah. Because that's the scary part, is it them getting out into the rest of the ocean. You can't really...
Right.
I mean, you can block the people, but blocking the things...
Right.
How do you do that?
Honestly, one good storm, and everything's getting mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, Right? I mean, we've seen movies where sharks end up... I mean, we've seen...
on land.
Yeah, well, no. I don't mean, like, silly ones like that. But, like, unfortunately, dams have broken, and... animals and stuff. I mean, look what's happening down in the Everglades, right? There were some pythons, and now it's overrun because things got commingled and co-matched. Yeah. They actually have yearly python hunts to try to control, like, they allow big game hunters to come in and hunt them in an attempt to quell the numbers because of what it's doing to the rest of the Everglades. Wow. So, yes, you always have to be careful with cross-species
contamination things. Yeah.
Contamination. And the movie does not talk about that. And my scientific knowledge is not great enough to know. That bay water tends to be more brackish than ocean water, and typically certain animals prefer more brackish, certain animals prefer more like and also with the bays getting shallower, larger creatures can't get up into those areas as easily, and then typically I think the big fish don't migrate because those are their hunting grounds. They're not going to go to where then they are prey, would be my thought.
Uh-huh.
So that might be a way to curtail it. Or apparently just dump a shitload of chlorine and pray.
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound like a good plan, but...
but, you know, do what you got to do, I guess. But it wasn't... even though they don't explain it, it doesn't take away from the movie. It's not like, they didn't answer that, and so, it's stupid. It's like, no, I mean, they did what they could.
When the CDC, I mean, they were talking about isopod outbreaks in other places. They are aware of it. It is something they are looking into. It sounded like that they had never seen it react in this way, but they had been seeing other isopods getting bigger. They show that one picture from Google of the biggin.
That's like the big boy. Oh.
Yeah, did you look him up?
No, he's God, real. No.
He's real.
I don't want to know that.
Well, I'm here to tell you.
Holy crap.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you, though, he scared me a little less. And I'm gonna tell you why.
I would like to know.
He can't get inside of me.
See, that's logic. This is why we're friends. And that's yes. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that.
I would see him in a glass of water if I was drinking it.
On that same tip, though, a spider that size freaks me the hell out because he's going to see me. Like, eight-legged freaks, like that size spider, terrifying. Like, Earth versus a Spider, where it's like that 50s movie where it's like huge. I'm like, that's too big. I can run under that. I can get away from that.
Yeah.
Eight-legged freaks, that size, was the size of that guy. That scares me. So, yes, but it depends on how they kill you. That thing has to be inside you to kill you. He's not just going to come eat you.
Right.
Spider will F you up at that size. So, yes, I get it. I'm just saying, yes, I agree with that logic. I get you.
Yeah. He's looking for, like, a whale or something at that
Yeah, he needs to be inside of something. Like, yeah.
He's like, shit, I got to find the whales.
he's like,
he's
not gonna be able to hide in me. It's fine.
Right.
Although what creeps me
like
out.
I heard a tale about Jonah, so it'll be okay.
Do you have like a thought right now?
Always so many, but no.
So many. That scene where the thing crawls out. So this was years ago when I was a kid.
Oh, no, can we stop talking about the crawling? So much crawling in this movie.
No, I know. But I made the mistake of eating that night when we were watching it, watch party. I was like, why did I decide to eat now? Yeah, don't eat. If you're going to watch The Bay, don't eat. Eat before.
I had all my snacks laid out. It was a waste of snacks, people.
It's not a snacky movie.
I had great snacks laid out, too, and I couldn't eat any of them.
Yeah. I can eat during Nightmare on Elm Street. I can eat during...
By the way, do we have a watch party tonight? Not that our listeners care.
I'm trying to put together a fun one. We're going to watch like Airplane and The Big Bus, like two parody movies. So not horror. There's no horror.
No, I'm fine with that. Okay.
Yeah.
I might join for that.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. We can cut this out.
Yeah. Fine.
Edit and post. We're not going to, folks, for the record. Good.
But yeah. So anyway, but I brought that up because when I was a kid, I had a dress. It was so vivid. And I remember everyone in my family had gotten flowers from, we don't know where they came from. They were just delivered. And when we opened, like when we were holding the flowers, these bugs came onto our arms and they made your arm feel like it was asleep. Like I couldn't lift my arm. It was the creepiest dream. Like one of the creepiest dreams I've ever had. Like I said, I had as a kid and I still remember it. And so that scene like reminds me of that. I was like, oh no. It's like, I don't need that. It was so bad.
I don't trust flowers. I bent down once to smell a flower and immediately got stung by a bee.
Oh,
immediately.
No. Yeah, that'll do it.
So I don't trust those things. They hide and shit. Not to say I don't think they're beautiful.
Right.
But I think I enjoy flowers much more in nature than when they're cut in like in a bouquet. I'm not all about that.
I like flowers.
But here's my thing. I'm very much a, please don't give me something that would die. For the same amount that a man would spend to give me a bouquet, he could go to the bookstore and get me a book I can have for life. This is my mentality.
For me, I'm like, why not both? Get me flowers and a book.
I also feel bad because I'm not good at keeping them alive, so I know that they don't last as long as they could with me. I'm like, oh, look at me killing these things. The only sunflowers that ever last are sunflowers.
But if he buys, I mean, they were going to die. Like, they're just sitting there anyways. So it's like.
You know who has great bouquets at very reasonable prices?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's and also Costco.
Oh, I've never bought flowers from Costco.
Yeah.
But I do. Yeah. Trader Joe's. I'll buy some flowers from Trader Joe's.
Yeah. They have the Trader Joe's for me. I wish we would get one near us. They're so far. But back to the movie.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No. If they're not used to this by
I think we say this every week. You know what you're getting into.
Could I just say also on a tangent, did I love Joel from Horror in Heels, he's one of our Horror in Heels, I would say mainstay listeners. He always gets so excited when both of us are in the group watching.
Oh, I love
he's like,
Joel.
Yes, we have both Horror in Heels.
Joel is
tonight.
So sweet.
Yeah. So I do thank you everyone who listens and supports and messages us. We do appreciate that. We have a good stream of constant listeners. We appreciate all of you. You guys have made this journey so much fun.
Oh my gosh, yes.
This is such a good movie. I just feel like I don't know. I always feel bad when I actually like the movie because I think everybody knows my wheelhouse is a rant.
Yeah.
It's
a good movie.
It's a good movie. I will say once again, this mayor was channeling the mayor from Jaws. Okay. And it was so funny. So 4th of July weekend by us, the weather was atrocious. And I'm like, this is not 4th of July weather. Fourth of July weather should be making a small town mayor want to potentially kill half of its constituency for the sweet, sweet tourist money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no sweet tourist money this weekend. And everybody at this job was dying when I did that, except for one young girl. She's just looking. I'm like, sweetie, how old are you? She's like, she was like 18. I go, never seen Jaws? She's like, what? Oh, your parents have failed you.
Oh, that makes me so sad. That makes me sad.
What are you talking about right now?
How do you not even... But okay, so if they... How would you have felt? Because I feel like they could have made it a little creepier if they had showed some... Well, I guess they did the 15-year-old, but like there probably were kids. I don't remember seeing any like kids.
As a mother, I'm glad they didn't.
That's fair. That's fair. They did the 15-year-old girl. That one was sad because she was by herself.
She was all alone. Yeah. I'm such a baby. I hate being in the hospital by myself. It was actually, I took a bad fall during COVID and my ankle and knee were all fucked up and I had to go to the hospital and get checked out. I had to be all alone. I couldn't have any guests, like any visitors.
That's sad.
I realize how horrible the hospital is, because usually like if Ed and I get hurt we go with the
Yeah, and you go visit. Yeah, obviously.
We
yeah.
couldn't. So that was not fun, but
that sounds awful. That sounds awful.
Yeah. But I felt for the reporter in this, because right. she's trying her best and she was very like, no, I'm getting as much footage about this. This is shit going down and people need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I find so interesting is it was 2011, right? Yes.
Yeah.
This could not have happened today. Like, there would have been no way for the government to come in and conceal.
Because it would have been posted on Facebook and Instagram. Everything would have been. Yeah.
Even the person, the guy would have been the news would have been live streaming
right,
constantly.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's true, yeah.
So I think that's so interesting how just 10 years.
It came out of like the perfect,
the perfect window.
The perfect time, because Instagram had just started. So it's right. like we weren't where we're at now. That's a good point. Like, you'd have to do it differently now. You have to figure out a different way for them to have.
Right.
Because, yeah, all that found footage would have been released to the public. Right. And people would have saved it. It would have been other news places would have had the story immediately.
Yeah.
No way you could have hidden that.
No.
Oh, and then when her camera guy, sorry, switching gears again. When the camera guy goes to the little pool and splashes his face, I'm like, sir, what are you doing?
Have you learned nothing?
Like, you're the cameraman that's been capturing all this weird shit. Why are you just going to a random pool and splashing your face with it?
Because he's a man and men are stupid? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I was like,
I feel like we say this sentence a lot with these movies. Because he's a man and men are stupid.
Oh,
just want you to know, Jamie Lee Curtis would have never.
No. Oh, no.
And that's why she's the queen of the finals, girls. I would consider this reporter a finals girl.
Yeah. Oh, she was finals.
Stephanie, they made it out.
Yep. Final girl for sure.
She Donna versus the isopod. Donna wins.
Yep.
I mean, this might seem like a stupid statement, but I felt, and I know they weren't, but I felt like those were real CDC people. Like, just like the way they were talking, like they just felt very.
That's what I mean about, like, found footage actors. Like, somehow they pull out this real feeling. Yeah. Like, it's like they're actually just real people that have been caught, like, on camera. And I don't know.
One guy was like, when they bring up the picture of the biggin, and the one CDC groove's like, well, that's Photoshopped. And the other one's like, not hardly. And I was like, and so then I had a look. But that's like a National Geographic photo. So you know they did their, like, due diligence. I was like,
no,
but once again, I still like him better than the tiny ones, because like I said,
right I can maneuver, I can push that
me
thing. Right,
yes, that their modus operandi is not just to bite externally.
He's not gonna try to crawl in my mouth, like,
yeah, he's gonna see the size, and I mean, so I'm okay with him, and I mean, heck, if they're tasty, can that like make like a nice, like, what's the difference between
like
that and
a crab?
Yeah.
Let's be real. Can I throw some Tabasco and lemon on it? And...
yeah, like, what can I do with this in a meal situation? You know.
No, you don't eat me, sir. I eat you.
You know you're not a vegan when you see an especially large isopod and you're like, well, wait, hold on now.
How does that taste?
You know what I think is funny? Because it is really true. Like crabs, shrimp, etc. They are kind of the insects of the undersea world. I'm like, give them to me. Popcorn shrimp, yes.
Yeah, people always try to use that as like a thing. And I'm like, yes. And?
And? Yeah. When people tell me that,
it still tastes delicious.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fantastic. I don't know what you're saying now.
What does that mean? Why is that gross? I don't. Yeah, okay. It tastes delicious. Yeah. Doesn't affect me.
So, any other thoughts?
No, I think this is short and sweet. It's a good movie. Everybody should
check
it out.
My favorite jump scare was the woman in the back of the car.
That was a good one. That was also
good.
That
was a good one.
They're not cheap. There's only two.
Yeah.
And they're well done.
Yeah.
It's not like, that was stupid. You're like, oh, shit, I wasn't. Because it's very calm. Even though it's scary, it's calm.
Right. Yeah, she thinks, like, they do them at very good points. Like, at the point where the isopod jumps out of the fish's mouth. It's just two calm scientists on a boat doing a little research, talking in a nice little accent. They had a lovely day on the water. They're fine. And then all of a sudden, there's a gigantic isopod jumping.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he wasn't that big, but big enough to be like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a good one. I highly recommend it.
And you all know that Alicia's not one to readily recommend found footage. So. Yeah.
And I told you about it. And you're like, do we got to do this one? And I was like, no, I think it's actually decent. And you liked it.
I did. No, you were right. You were right. I should trust more often.
Yeah, if I say, like, it's pretty good. And I know the one, I try to remember all your things that you don't like. You don't like eyeball things, animal things.
I can do animal, but not, like, crazy. But yeah. The eyeball.
Yeah.
But it's really, so I know it's coming. I just look away. Like, because there are certain movies I know it's coming, and I'm just like.
Yeah. Like I told you, like, Would You Rather is worth watching. And even though that's the poster, like, you know when it's coming, you don't have to look at it.
Yeah.
That's, the one part we didn't talk about was the two kids that went out. I wouldn't jump in the water. Like, if I saw someone, like, struggling in the water, my first instinct is not, unless you're drowning, because she didn't look like she was drowning, but the boyfriend jumped right in to help her, but I'm like, dude, you're just going
to
die also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be, but perhaps, I mean, if you're a boat person, you should have your raft with your safety rope.
Perhaps
we throw that first.
Yeah, maybe she can climb onto that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we go from there. Because here's the thing. If something's attacking them, 'tis also going
to attack you. And you think that was just normal thought. But no, it's not, apparently. That's always my first thought. I'm like, if I can help you, I will. But if it looks like a situation where I'm just going to end up dead too, I got to live so I can tell the tale and or find help.
So now let's talk about... my choice for next week, because I really want to stay on this crazy water animals theme for probably most of the summer.
Yes, I like it.
How about Piranha?
Yeah, I'm excited.
The new one.
Okay.
Because let's get real. If it's got Adam Scott, it's got Alicia. Love me some Adam Scott. And I mean, we could watch both and compare and contrast if you want to, but definitely...
I feel like we could probably do both in one episode.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
They're short movies. Listen, there's not a... They're fun movies, but there's not a large breadth of meat and bones to really... It's not like The Shining where there's like multiple theories.
I feel like both movies will take us to like the hour and a half mark.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be fun. That's what we're going to do next week. We'll do both. Well, let's make sure we can find everything first. We always do this and then...
We can't find
any of those movies. Hold on.
I know Piranha. I think one of them is on Shudder.
Yeah, I think that's the original is on Shudder. Okay.
Piranha. I feel like summer's not long enough for all the summer movies we could do.
Yeah.
This is when we need the Patreon and have the extra episodes.
Seriously. Oh, wait. Piranha. Okay, so Piranha 2010 is on Stars for free. That's fine. I've never had Stars before. I'll just get the free trial.
Yeah, I got Stars. Although Stars does this janky thing where they charge you even though you have cable and you have Stars. So I'll have to see. But I'll pay for it. I don't care.
Oh, okay. There are many, but the original one I was talking about is 1978. And that is on Prime for free.
Sweet.
It's on AMC Plus. Perfect. It's on Crackle. It's on, perfect. Oh, yes. You and I were both right. It's on Shudder for free. It's on Plex for free. It's on Canopy for free. Hoopla, Fubo, AMC Plus for free. It's on everything. Literally everything is showing that movie.
Cool. I mean, it's summertime. Good for them. I'm happy about it.
Yeah. And then there's something that we're absolutely not going to watch. Well, I might just for fun because it's on Tubi for free. But something called Piranha 3DD.
Oh, I feel like that's a booby reference.
I'm watching, and I just need you all to know, part of me kind of wants to, because is that, yes, apparently David Hasselhoff plays himself. Oh, Paul Scheer is in this one.
There you go.
Yeah, interesting cast. I mean, David
what is happening?
David Hasselhoff is playing himself.
Of course
I mean,
he is.
God.
I don't think he can play anything but himself. I don't think anyone wants him to play anything but himself.
I mean, Jen, I feel like we should make this a group watch free hunt.
We could do that. We should have Horror in Heels host a movie night.
We should, yeah.
I think that.
And guys, just because now I'm down a rabbit hole of, because you know when you put in like the first title, then Just Watch will give you similar titles.
Oh yes.
I'm embarrassed by myself, but I gotta let you guys know that there is something called Piranaconda.
Yes.
It's on Tubi and Plex for free.
Please.
And I will be watching that.
I want all of that. Did you know there's a third Anaconda movie?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Hunt for the Blood Orchid.
No, that's the second one.
No.
Yeah, huh?
No, Hunt for the Blood Orchid.
I thought that was the second one.
Oh, you are right. Anaconda. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. Anacondas 2 is the Hunt for the Blood Orchid. Anacondas 3 is the one with Hasselhoff. That's Offspring.
Offspring. Oh, there's four.
Anacondas 4 is Trail of Blood. Anaconda 5 is Lake Placid.
Lake Placid versus Anaconda. I just saw that and I'm like, what? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh.
Lake Placid versus Anaconda. That's another good one. Lake Placid is a fun one.
Do we have time left in the month of July to also do Lake Placid?
I feel like we should just make these episodes. Like, we're just going to have bonus episodes because summer is great.
No, we could do Lake Placid on the 26th and then get into Shark Month in August.
All right.
Because the 26th will bring us to the 30th. Yeah, so guys, get on it. Watch yourself some Lake Placid too.
Yes.
Because also, just another Alicia mantra, if it has Betty White, it has Alicia.
Oh God, Betty White, yes. Legend. I also love Oliver Platt, Bill Pullman. Bill Pullman, Oliver Platt. You can't go wrong with that.
It also on Stars.
Oh, good.
So there we go. It's just so good. You know what I think I like most about it is you don't see a lot in Lake Placid, which I like.
Oh,
they made a lot of those deep blue seas too, guys.
Did they? They made a lot of Lake Placids, apparently. There's like Lake Placid, the final chapter, which is not. It's Lake Placid 2, Legacy, Lake Placid 2, Lake Placid 3.
Jeez, yeah, let me say.
They really went off on these.
I'm trying to see which ones I've seen.
I've only seen one. I had no idea.
I think, is Lake Placid the one? No, I think Lake Placid, the final chapter, is the one with the sorority girls.
It looks like it. There's a chick in a bikini, so. But it's not even the final chapter, because that was 2013, and then...
No, that's not the final chapter.
Nope, they kept going.
No, 3 must be the sorority girls, then.
Like, don't call it that. We all know what this is. You're going to keep making them till people stop watching them.
Yeah, I think this is the sorority girls one. Lake Placid 3. Oh, jeez. Just so you guys know, available on Crackle and Plex for free. Like, if anybody had the audacity to even be charging for these movies, but apparently Amazon, Lake Placid Legacy, who the hell would pay $13 to own that?
Oh, no, not today. Not any day.
Not any day.
You could pay me $13 to watch it, for sure, but I ain't paying $13 to watch it.
Well, to own it, it's $3 to watch it.
At this point, $13 is too much. I don't care what form it's in.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone.
All right. Woo, you know, this is going to be a fun summer.
Fun summer, and now you guys are all caught up on what we will be doing, and we're going to have a couple more trivias, and also, guys, if you heard last week's trivia with our fellas from Another Goddamn Horror Podcast, you heard them talk about Another Goddamn Horror Festival.
Yes.
The information and the tickets have gone out. We are going to put the link to those not only in this episode's description, but the last episode description as well. It's going to be two very fun, fun days. Yours truly has already purchased her tickets for Sunday. So, I mean, opportunity.
Hey, if you want to go meet Alicia, we should charge her photos. We should be like, hey, Alicia's going to be there. $10 a photo.
Yeah. And honestly, I would charge it and donate it all to the charities. The Innocent Project and some other ones that they are giving donations and stuff to in conjunction with the thing. So, yeah. So if you had any interest in that, all the information will be up. As always, you know where to find us on all the socials. Oh, how many heels would we give this movie?
Oh, gosh. I'd say 4 to... Oh, we're at 10, right? We're doing 10 now.
We're doing 10.
So I'd say like 8.
Yeah, I was going to give it 8 too.
Yeah. It's a very good movie.
There are minimal plot holes that I can easily overlook.
Right.
The acting is well done considering they're not supposed to be acting, so I think that's great.
Yeah.
And
it's believable. It's a creepy story cuz it's like, that could actually happen.
Yeah. With the way we keep finding out new things about our environment every day.
Right.
I am reading right now Paul Tremblay's. He wrote Head Full of Ghosts. Mm. He has a new book out, Survivor Song. It's about a rabies pandemic.
Ooh, no, thank
and
you.
And I'm halfway through, and I just want to say, not great. And I mean, like, no, like, excellent, like, well written.
Yeah, but the I'm situation just saying, is like, not great. Yeah.
Oh, gotta write a pandemic story while we're still in the midst of the pandemic. Okay, yeah. Paul, I see where you're going with this. It's great.
With the bait, it's got good rewatch value.
Yes.
It's fun to rewatch. It's not like it gets old. It's actually, like I said, I've watched it 3 times, and I enjoy it every time, so.
Yes.
That's another factor. It's not a one and done. It's I could watch that again, especially with people who haven't seen it.
Yes. Yes. I think we had a lot of fun in our group watch.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun with friends movie.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
See you later.